Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem, daf Samech Hei. We are holding in the middle of the Mishnah on daf Samech Dalaram Beis, 10 lines from the end of the page. Chata Sa'ov Shemalka Shalo Lishma. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Eli and Lishma, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, as well as by Lazer and Linda Shiker, in gratitude to Hashem for the continued Rufo Shalema of Nava Gavriela Bas Naomi Tova in honor of her 7th birthday. Very happy birthday and good health for many years to come. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Mishnah is going to end off by telling us about problematic machshavos of Karbonos Ha'of, of the Chatos Ha'of, of the Olos Ha'of. Very repetitive. We already had this much earlier in the Masechta about what makes something pigle, what makes something pasul, Karav HaMatir K'mitzvah. So the whole Mishnah, word for word, is a repeat from what we had earlier in the Masechta. Then not the whole Mishnah, but the part of it that we're going to read today. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the derivation of all the different rules, all the different dinim of Olas Ha'of, how we learn them out from the Psukim, meaning the Mishnah told us about what these dinim are, so the Gemara is going to talk about where we get these dinim from of Olas Ha'of. Then on the bottom of the page, the Gemara is going to discuss the removing of the crop from the bird, was cut, how it was cut out, what was cut along with it, and then on Amud Beis, we're going to have Machlokas, whether the head of the Chatos Ha'of is severed as well. The Olas Ha'of severed entirely, but the Chatos Ha'of is a machlokas whether the head is severed as well. Our Mishnah said no, but we're going to see there's another Shita in Tanayim that yes, that the Chatos Ha'of has its head severed as well, and the Gemara is going to have four explanations of what that machlokas is about. Why would they argue about whether the Chatos Ha'of, whether the head of the Chatos Ha'of is completely severed or not? So this is the last full daf of the sixth parak of Maseches Vachem. So let's begin again, 10 lines from the end of the page in the Mishnah on Samech Dalaran Beis. Chatos Ha'of Shemalaka Shalo Lishma. Let's say you did the Malika of the Chatos Ha'of, but you had a Machshava at the time that you were doing it, a different Karban. You had a Machshava that you were bringing something that is not a Chatos. So Mitzah Dama Shalo Lishma. Or, for example, you do the Mitzoy of the Dam of the Chatos Ha'of. You squeeze the blood out of the Chatos Ha'of, thinking about a different carbon, that you're doing it for a different carbon, or lishma vishalol lishma. You thought you were doing it l'shem chatos, as well as you had another machshava for a different carbon, o shalol lishma v'lishma, or you started with a different machshava for a different carbon, and then you transitioned into the machshava for the chatos. So psula, in all those cases, the carbon chatos is possible, because that's a unique thing about a chatos of, is that that a chatos shalol lishma is going to be possible, as opposed to Olas Ha'of, where if you did any of these things with an Olas Ha'of, Kshera. You had a Machshava Shalol Lishma by an Olas Ha'of, or Lishma V'Shalol Lishma, or Shalol Lishma V'Lishma, it's still going to be kosher. A Machshava Shalol Lishma does not passel an Ola. Ubalvaj Shalol Shalol Bailim Shem Chava doesn't passel it, but if the Bailim is Chayiv to bring a Karban, he's still got to bring a Karban Ola. So again, all of this appeared in the earlier part of the Masechta about Karbanos Behema. Now we're just repeating it, Legabe the Oaf, but it's the same thing, that Chatos is unique, that Shalol Lishma passels the Chatos, and Shalol Lishma does not passel an Ola. So Echad Chatos Ha'of, Echad Olas Ha'of, Shemalkam Shemitzah Daman Lechol Dover Shadarko Lechol Ulahakdir Dover Shadarko Lahakdir Chutz L'mekomo Passel Vein Bo Kares Chutz L'zmano Pigul V'chayav N'lov Kares Ublvat Sheyakrav Amatik Mitzvah. So this too is a repeat, that both by Chatos Ha'of and an Olas Ha'of, if you did one of the Avodos, the Malika, the Mitzoy of the Dam, having in mind that you're going to eat the parts that are supposed to be eaten, that's shaykh to a chatos, because the chatos gets eaten. Or you're going to burn the things that are supposed to be burnt, that's shaykh to an ola, because you burn the entire Olas Ha'of. But you had a machshava to do the right thing in the wrong place, chutz l'mekomo, then it's pasul, but you're not chayiv kares, because that's not called pigul. But if you have a machshava to do the right thing in the right place at the wrong time, you're going to eat that which is supposed to be eaten, you're going to burn that which is supposed to be burnt in the place that it's supposed to be eaten, in the place that it's supposed to be burnt. but in the wrong time, chutzlis mano, that's what we call pigle. And you're going to be chayiv kares for the pigle, but in order for something to be pigle, you need karav hamatir kemitzvaso. You need the only psul in that carbon to be, the only machshavas psul, to be the machshava of chutzlis mano. If mixed in with the machshava of chutzlis mano, you also have a machshava of chutzlis mekomo, then it's not going to be pigle, it's only going to be pasul. So the Mishnah elaborates, ketzad karav hamatir kemitzvaso. Again, all of this should be familiar to us. So what does it mean that it's karav hamatir kemitzvaso, that everything else is in order? And the only problem was they had machshav chutzlis mano. So malak bishtika umitza dam chutzlis mano. You did the malika with all the right intentions, and then you did the mitzoy adam with the machshavas chutzlis mano. Oh, shemalak chutzlis mano umitza dam bishtika. Or maybe you did the malika with the machshav of chutzlis mano, and the mitzoy was done bishtika with all the right intentions. Oh, shemalak umitza adam chutzlis mano. Or you did both the malika and the mitzoy adam with the machshav of chutzlis mano. That's called karva matzik kumitzvaso, because the only problem with the carbon is your machshava chutzlis mano. That's what makes it pigle. Ketzad lo karva matzik kumitzvaso. What is an example of a case where it's low karva matzik kumitzvaso, meaning where in addition to the machshava's pigle, you also had a different problematic machshava, and therefore the carbon's not pigle, it's just pasul. Malak chutzlis mekomo umitzadam chutzlis mano. You did the malika with the machshava of chutzlis mekomo, which is a disqualifying machshava, and then you also had a machshava by the mitzoy of chutzlis mano, or vice versa. O shemalak chutzlis mano, you did the malika with the machshava of chutzlis mano, which is machshava's pigle, but umitza adam chutzlis mekomo, you did the mitzoy adam with the machshava's pasul of chutzlis mekomo. Oh, shemalak umitza adam chutzlis mekomo, or you did both the malika and the mitzoy with the machshava of chutzlis mekomo, and chatus of shemalak shlol shma, or if it's by a chatus of a machshava shlol shma, is a disqualifying machshava as well. Umitza adam chutzlis mano, and then you did the mitzoy adam with the machshava chutzlis mano. Oh, shemalak chutzlis mano umitza adam shlol shma, or by the chatus of you did the malika with the machshava's pigle, and you did the mitzoy adam with the machshava of shlol shma. Oh, shemalak umitza adam shlol shma, you did both the malika and the mitzvah of the machshava shlol shma. In all those cases, zeh shlo karav hamatir kumitzvaso. That's called lo karav hamatir kumitzvaso, because aside from the problematic machshava of chutzlis mano, which would have made it a machshava's pigle, you also had other pasul of machshavos, like chutzlis mekomo, or when it comes to chatas, like shlol shma, and therefore the carbon does not become pigle. Because one of the qualifications in order for a carbon to become pigle is that all other machshavos have to be correct. It's only the machshava of chutzlis mano that's problematic. So again, all of this is a repeat. Then the Mishnah brings the dinim of a karban that you had a machshavos of both chutzlis mano and chutzlis mekomo within the same avoda. So let's say you had a machshava le'echol kezayis pachutz kezayis l'machar. You had in mind that you can eat one kezayis chutzlis mekomo and another kezayis chutzlis mano, or kezayis l'machar kezayis pachutz, or you first had the machshava of eating kezayis chutzlis mano and then you had the machshava of eating kezayis chutzlis mekomo, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis b'chutz. Or maybe it's not a kezayis and a kezayis. You have in mind to have a chatzi zayis chutzlis mekomo and then a chatzi zayis chutzlis mano, or vice versa. Pasul deimbo kares. All those cases, it is not pigle. It is pasul. You're not chayiv kares for eating it, because there's a combination of a machshavas chutzlis mano together with a machshavas chutzlis mekomo. And whenever there is a machshavas chutzlis mekomo mixed in there as well, it's not going to be pigle, it's only going to be pasul. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zakkal. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree with a couple of things over here. He says, I have the following rule, that someone has two machshavos, a machshava of chutzlis mano and a machshava of chutzlis mekomo, I'm not going to automatically say that that's not pigle. It depends which came first. Im machshavas hazman kodma l'machshavas hamakom, so pigle v'chevin lov kares. If a person first has a machshava of chutzlis mano, so right there, you freeze the frame right there. It's pigle. So having a later machshava of chutzlis mekomo is not going to take away the pigle. So if the machshava's pigle comes first, it's already pigle, and the machshava of chutzlis mekomo is not going to change that. But the machshava's hamakom kodma l'machshavas hazman, if his first disqualifying machshava was a machshava of chutzlis mekomo, and only then he had a machshava of chutzlis mano, pasul then b'kares. Then it's going to be pasul, but he's not going to be chayiv kares. That is not going to be pigle. V'chamon mezev zeh pasul then b'kares. And the Chacham say in either case, it's pasul, and it's Ein Bokares. So this is, again, all of this we already had earlier. So says Gemara, says the Mishnah rather weiter, the last line of the Mishnah. Lechol kachatzi zayis ula haktir kachatzi zayis kosher shein achil vaktor mitzarfin. Let's say if a person had a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis either chutzas manu or chutzas mekomo, and to be maktir a different chatzi zayis either chutzas manu or chutzas mekomo, that's not going to disqualify it at all, because in order for a machshava's psul to be problematic, it needs to be on a kazayis. So even though it could be an achila of a chatzi zayis chutzas manu and a chatzi zayis chutzas mekomo, but that's at least a kazayis of achila or a kazayis of haktara. But if it's a chatzi zayis of achila and a chatzi zayis of haktara, we're not going to be mitztaref a chatzi zayis from two different avodos to disqualify the carbon. So that, in fact, is going to be kosher. So again, we said that when it comes to behema back on daf chavtes, and now we're saying it when it comes to oaf. The Gemara explains back on daf lamed aleph and beis that the chiddush in this din, once we already said that you have to have machshava of lechol davar shtark lechol haktir davar shtark lahaktir, even though you had a machshava on that which is roi lachila and that which is roi lahaktara, we're not mitzaref to one to the other to generate a kazayis to be mefagel the carbon. But l'chora over here by Kabbalah Sa'of, it's hard to say that that's the chiddush. What do you mean, mitztaref? The chata sa'of gets eaten, the ola sa'of gets burnt. So you mean lechol kachatzi zayis, lahaktir kachatzi zayis? By a behema, there are parts that you're maktir and there are parts that you're ochel. So I understand. You have a chatzi zayis of darko lechol and a chatzi zayis of darko lahaktir. By an olas ha'of, there is no chatzi zayis of darko. Mimanashach, the chelik of the kazayis that's not roi la'achilo or that's not roi la'aktara. So you only is just not a machshava at all. And therefore, you only really had a machshava of a chatzi Zayas, and therefore l'chora, even if we would say that achila and haktara mitzari, if it wouldn't be mefagel. So all the achronim ask this kasha. It's a really, really strong kasha, and the best answer they give is, yeah, the rest of the Mishnah is a repeat, so we repeat that line as well, even though this line doesn't really make sense in the context of chatzos of. That's the best answer, and you know, so it's a very strong kasha. Okay, so says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that elaborates on all of the dinim of Ola Sa'ov. So V'ikrivo matam lomer. What's the pasuk telling me when it says V'ikrivo? The pasuk says V'ikrivo akoyin el mizbeach umalek es rosho v'ikter mizbeach v'nimsa dom al kir mizbeach. So l'fi shenemar, because the previous pasuk says that V'ikriv minatorim o min b'nei hayona. So it didn't need to say that they're makrivit. It should have just started off with saying umalek akoyin es rosho. We already said that V'ikriv minatorim min b'nei hayona. So it should just picked up in this pasuk with umalak. Why does it first have this introductory line of v'ikriva koin al mizbeach and then umalak? Because yachal hamisnadev of lo yivchos mishnei predin atamalomar v'ikrivo afilu preda achas yavi. I might think that if you volunteer to bring an olas oaf, you need to bring two. You need to bring two birds. That's why it says v'ikrivo b'lashon yachid, that you're allowed to bring even a single bird. That's going to count as well. So then the pasuk went on to say that el hamizbeach, the next words in the pasuk, v'ikrivo el hamizbeach, matam lomar, why does it say hakohen, to tell me that the malika has to be done dafka by a kohen, that a zar is not able to do the malika. Why do I need that? Sheyachal, meaning why would I have thought otherwise? Sheyachal v'alodinu, I might have made the following kal v'chomer to tell me that you do not require a kohen. Uma ben son shekavalot zafon, if when it comes to a carbon that's a behema, where you have to shecht it in the northern part of the Azara, and nevertheless, lo kava lo kohen, we still say shechitas ksher bizarre. You don't need a kohen to do that shechita, even though it has to be done in the northern part of the Azara. Oaf shalo kavalot tzafon, an oaf where you don't need tzafon, the malika is kosher even not in the tzafon. Say inudin shalik below kohen. I would think all the more so that malika is ksher bizar. Tamalomar ha kohen, look below kohen. That's why it says a kohen to tell me that no, you need a kohen to do the malika. The achronim raised the kasha that an olas ha'of, which is what we're talking about over here, is done barosha shal mizbeach, and that is tzafon. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, we consider that to be tzafon. So what's the whole kal v'chomer over here? Meaning, I would have had a kal v'chomer that by a behemah where you need to do the shechita b'tzafon, we still allow a zar. So when it comes to the malika of an oaf where you don't require tzafon, all the more so we allow a zar. What do you mean we don't require tzafon? We require the top of the mizbeach. We require more than tzafon. That it's got to be on the top of the mizbeach. So what kind of kal v'chomer? So the Chazon Yecheskel has an interesting take on this. He says that it's true. The malika has to be on the Rosh HaMizbeach, but the bird doesn't have to be on the Rosh HaMizbeach. The molek has to be on the Rosh HaMizbeach, meaning it's not a din in the korban, it's a din in the makriv of the korban. He could be molek over the amma that's underneath the sovev, even in a place where there's no yesod underneath. So he's not over the avir of the mizbeach, as opposed to by, meaning he's standing on the sovev, he could hold his hand over the area beneath him, which doesn't have a yesod ha-mizbeach. So he doesn't even have to be in the airspace of the mizbeach. The animal doesn't have to be in the airspace of the mizbeach, as opposed to the shechita b'tzafon that we require by a behema. That's a din in the korban, that the korban has to be in the tzafon. So he says, and it's so meduyik in lashon b'raisa. It says uma ben tzon shekavalo tzafon. We don't say ma hashochet behema shekavalo tzafon. The ben tzon has to be in the tzafon. It's a din in the korban that has to be in the tzafon. It doesn't say mashchita shekavalo tzafon. So therefore, the kal v'chomer is from the kviyas hamakom le ben tzon, and not only to the shchita of the ben tzon, but the kviyas hamakom of the sheep itself. So anyway, so that's why I need a pasuk to tell me the malika can only be done by the kohen. So yachol yimilkenu b'sakin. I might think that malika doesn't have to be done with the fingernail. It could even be done with a knife, or maybe it ought to be done with a knife. V'dinu, and I would learn this from a kal v'chomer that you should use a knife. Kuzuma im shchita shelo kavala kohen by shchita, where we don't have a kohen, shchita could be done by a zar. Nevertheless, kavala kli. Nevertheless, by shchita we do use a knife. So malika shakavala kohen by malika, where there needs to be a kohen. Einu din shikavala kli. I would think all the more so you need a knife to do the malika. So tamalomar kohen umalak. That's why it says kohen. It says v'ikriva kohen ela mizbeach umalak. So the words kohen umalak are close to one another, not mamish right next to each other, but close to one another. Am Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says that which it says kohen is not telling me that the malika needs a kohen, because v'chisal al daitcha shezar karav l'gabi mizbeach. Would you ever have a havamina that the zar goes near the mizbeach? Obviously the malika has to be with a kohen, meaning it's a pasuk that achel el klei hakodesh v'el mizbeach l'yikravu. A zar is not allowed there. So there's no havamina. El matam lomar kohen. Why does it say kohen? Shetei malika ba'atzmo shel kohen, to tell me that it's the body of the kohen that does the malika, meaning that he doesn't use any kalim, he doesn't use a knife to do the malika. The chatas ha'of is derived from the fact that it's ba'atzmo shel kohen is gzer shavu malak malak from olas ha'of. That just like an olas ha'of, we learn from it gzer shava that malika needs to be mul ha'oref from that gzer shava. So we learn from olas sof to chatos sof, that if by olas sof you need gufo shel kohen, by chatos sof you also need gufo shel kohen. So yachl yimilkena beit milamala beit milamata. I might think you could do it anywhere on the mizbeach, top part of the mizbeach, bottom part of the mizbeach. Tamalomar umalak vihiktir. That's why it says umalak es rosho vihiktir amizbecha, to tell me that the malika and the haktara are connected to one another. Ma haktara berosh amizbeach, af malika berosh amizbeach. That just like the haktara is on the top of the mizbeach, so to the malika has to be on the top of the mizbeach. And then we said umalak mimul oref. How do you do malika from the back of the animal's neck? Atomer mimul oref aweinu ela min hatzavar. Are you sure that it's from the back of the neck? Maybe it's the same makom where you do shchita, which is min hatzavar. Vedinu. And I could derive that malika has to be mimul oref. Meaning over here, vidinu doesn't mean we're wrong. Meaning vidinu would normally mean, and I would have reasonably thought that hava mina. That's normally what vidinu means. Over here, we're saying vidinu, and this is the maskana. Meaning here's how I know the actual halacha, because nemar kanu malak v'nemar lalanu malak malalan mimul oref avkan mimul oref. That it says by chata sof malak, and it says by olas sof malak. So just like by chata sof, we know that it's mimul oraf because it says beferish. It says umalak es rosho mimul arpo by chatos of. So too by olas of, it's mimul oraf. So that's how I know that did. So says Gemara, wait. I'm comparing chatos of to olas of for everything. Imalalan molik ve'namavdil afkan molik ve'namavdil. So maybe I should say just like by chatos of, you do the malika, but you don't cut both simanim. You're not mavdil the rosh from the guf. So by the olas of, maybe also I won't cut both simanim. I won't be mavdil the rosh from the guf. Tamalomar umalak vihiktir. That's why it says umalak vihiktir. That umalak is rosh vihiktir amizbech to tell me mahaktara harosh liatzmo vaguf latzmo. Just like when you burn the olas of, you burn the rosh separately from the guf. Af malika harosh liatzmo vaguf liatzmo. So to when you do the malika, you have to separate the rosh from the guf. I didn't mention when we discussed this yesterday. There is a machlokas rishonim. What that means exactly? Meaning by the olas of, you definitely have to cut shnei simanim. So we use the terminology of beheading it entirely, of completely severing the rosh from the guf. That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether you actually have to do that, meaning you definitely have to cut both simanim. Whether you need to actually make sure that it's completely severed the rosh from the guf, that's a discussion in the rishonim. But the simple reading of the Mishnayos and the Gemara sounds that way. It sounds like it's a complete severance of the head from the body. Okay, uminayin shak toras harosh ba'atzmo vaguf ba'atzmo. We just made an assumption that how do I know that you have to do the malika in a way that severs the rosh from the guf? Is because we say it's just like the haktara, and by the haktara you have to be maktir the rosh separately from the guf. How do I know that's true? How do I know by the haktara that you're maktir the rosh separately and the guf separately? Shenemar, because the pasuk says vihiktir oso hari haktaras haguf amura. Pasuk says vishiso so beknaf of lo yavdil vihiktir oso karnem mizbecha, that you cut the body of the animal and without separating two parts of the body of the animal, just cut it open and then you're maktir it. So we see that that's a reference to the haktaras haguf. Hama ani mekayim. What do I then do with the fact that it says umalak asrosho vihiktir amizbecha? When it talks about the rosh, it says vihiktir amizbecha haktaras harosha kasam medaber. That must be talking about a haktara of only the rosh. So you see that you're maktir the rosh separately from being maktir the body. And then I learn from there malika, that malika teaches me to set malika of the olas of is to separate the head from the body. Then we said v'nimtza damo. It doesn't say v'nimtza mi damo. It says v'nimtza damo. So from there we learn kulo, that you need to squeeze out all of the blood of the animal. Otherwise it would have said mi damo, from the blood of the animal. Tosos in tomorrow's daf and Samach Vav and Beis writes that if you're maza ba'ola and then you're matza dama, it's not mistavret apostle because not all the dam was b'mitzvah, because it's not mistavret that if some of the dam were to spill out prior to the mitzvah, that it would become pasul, and therefore if you were to sprinkle the dam prior to doing the mitzvah, it also wouldn't be pasul. So even though we say dam kulo means from when you start doing mitzvah, make sure you squeeze it all out, but the fact that some dam came out beforehand, that's not a psul in the karban. Okay, then the pasuk went weiter and it said el kira mizbeach, that you go to the wall of the mizbeach, v'lo el kira kevesh v'lo el kira hechel, that not on the wall of the ramp nor on the wall of the hechel, v'zezeh zek kira elyon. What is the kir that we are mimatza on, that you squeeze the blood out onto? That's the upper half of the mizbeach wall, meaning mechetzio lemaila of the mizbeach. The chut asikra separates between the top half. The chut asikra runs an amma below the sovev, right? Because the yisod of the mizbeach is one amma. Then the next, so you step up one amma onto the yisod, and then five ammas up onto the sovev. So that's already six amos high. The mizbeach is a total of 10 amos. So the chut asikra is one amma below the sovev. So you need to put the dam on the upper part of the mizbeach. But wait, how do you know that? Maybe it means the bottom part of the wall of the mizbeach. So v'dina, we learn from a kal v'chomer that ma behema shechatos lemaila olas lemata, meaning I would have thought this havamina from a kal v'chomer that it should be on the bottom part. Because when it comes to a behema, where the dam chatos of the behemoth is on the top half of the mizbech, and nevertheless the dam olas behemoth's lamata is on the bottom half. So of shechatos lamata, an oaf where even the chatos is on the bottom half of the mizbech, I would have naturally assumed they know dincha ola salamata, that all the more so the ola sa'of, that the dam goes on the bottom half of the mizbeach, tam lomar umalak vihiktir v'nimtza damo. That's why it says umalak esrosho vihiktir mizbecha v'nimtza damo v'chisal al daitcha la'achar shehiktir chozer mematza. How does that order of the pasuk make any sense? Doing the malika first, I get it. Then you burn it, and then after you burn it, squeeze out the blood. It's burnt. There's no blood to squeeze out anymore. What are you talking about? So how could it be that Ella, so what's it teaching me? It's telling me a din of not when to do the mitzui, but where to do the mitzui. By having mentioning haktara first, we're setting up where the mitzui is done, not when the mitzui is done. That just like the haktara is on the fire on the top of the mizbeach, so to the mitzui adam is on the top half of the mizbeach, not the bottom half of the mizbeach. So haketzad. So what do you do when you want to bring an ola sa'of? Haya ola bekevesh. The kohen would go up the ramp. Upon the sovev. He would veer off on the smaller ramp that's off to the right side that brings him onto the sovev. Right, he doesn't go all the way to the top of the mizbeach. He goes off onto the sovev. Uvolo lekaren dromus mizrachus, and therefore he will arrive at the southeastern corner of the mizbeach. Hayamole, and there, standing on the sovev in the southeastern corner, hayamole kasrosha mimol arpa. That's where he would do the malika from the back of the neck, umavdil, and he would separate the head from the body, umematza midama al kir mizbech, and that's where he would squeeze out some of the blood on the wall of the mizbech, standing on the soviv. So it's obviously on the top half of the mizbech. Now, says the Brisa, even though it has to be on the top half of the mizbech, and that's why he's standing on the soviv, imasol the matam ragla filuam ksheira. Keep in mind, top half of the mizbech starts at the chuta sikra, which is an ama below the soviv. So if he wants to bend down and do the mitzvah of the dam beneath where his feet are, within an amma of where his feet are on the wall of the mizbech, that's also fine, because that's still the top half of the mizbech. It's still the malam ichut hasikra. Now the entire ola sof is only done on the top part of the mizbech, and therefore it cannot be done underneath the sovev, because it says umalak vihiktir v'nimtza damo. So we said that the ola has to be done in the same place as the haktara, and the haktara is done on the top of the mizbeach, so it cannot be below his feet. So my benayu, what is their machlokas really about? Meaning, everyone seems to assume that the malika and the mitzvah have to be done on the top half of the mizbeach. Everyone derives it from the same place, from the fact that it mentioned haktara before the mitzvah, which makes no sense to mention haktara before the mitzvah, and therefore it's teaching me that just like the haktara is on the top, the mitzvah is on the top. So why are they arguing about that amma, about the amma that's beneath the sovev? Meaning, what would lead to a machlokas about that amma that's above the halfway point of the mizbech, but below the feet of where the kohen is standing when he does the ola sa'of? The machlokas is, where do you actually do the haktara? Can you, instead of doing the haktara on the very top of the mizbech, can you do the haktara? Can you make a little bonfire on the soviv itself and burn it there? That according to the Tanakhama, yes, you're allowed to make the haktara there, and therefore you could do the ola in the amma that's underneath it, because that's samuch to the makam haktara. Meaning, from the fact that the Torah talks about haktara and then mitzvah, we learn that the mitzvah has to be done close to where the haktara is done. So if you hold the haktara, could be done on the soviv, you could do the mitzvah a little bit below the soviv. You get an extra amma below the soviv, as long as it's the top half of the mizbech. Whereas Rabbi Nechemi and Rabbi Lozman Yaakov hold that no, you don't make a maracha on the soviv. I mean, keep in mind, the soviv is one amma wide. You make a fire there? That sounds dangerous, right? The maracha is on the top of the mizbech. So you need to do the mitzvah near the top of the mizbech. Once you're two levels down, you're not only on the soviv, you're below the soviv, so that's nowhere near the top of the mizbech, and therefore you have to do the mitzvah standing on the soviv and not below where your feet are when you're standing on the soviv. That's what that machlokas is really all about. Okay, then the Mishnah said bolo luguf. You then go to the body of the bird and you remove the crop and the feathers with it and the intestines that come out with it, and you throw it onto the Beis Hadeshen. So Tan Rabban Veisers were also been Zozefek. That's a reference to the crop. I might think you should cut in with the knife in the place where the zefek is and remove it alone without removing the skin and the feathers that are on it, meaning that you scoop it out you cut it open and scoop out the zefek without removing the skin and the feathers on the outside of the bird's body. Tamalomer binotzasa. That's why he says binotzasa, that you do take the feathers with it. Abiyosi ben Chananomer notla v'notel kurkavne ima, that you take it and you take the gizzard along with it, but you don't take the feathers with it, because the notes that it's talking about are not the feathers. It's the kurkavan. It's the gizzard that it's actually referring to. Debe Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught binotzasa binotzashala, that only with its feathers. You don't take more than the notza and the skin that's connected the zefek. Kodra b'sakin k'min aruba. You make a window, a round cut, a round hole in the skin of the animal, and you remove the skin and the feathers on the skin that surround the zefek together with the zefek. Meaning, if you'd be koder, you would end up pulling out more. So you make this round neat hole, and you pull out just what's connected to the zefek. So then we said, shisa v'lo hivdil. That if, so Tanu Rabban, v'shisa, ein shisa ella biyad. That you cut it open, and you don't separate it into two pieces. V'cheinu omar v'shasa hagadi. And it's done by hand, because we learned that from the pasuk in Shoftim, that v'yishaseihu k'shasa hagadi. And the pasuk continues, umu uma in biyado. So we see that relates to doing something by hand. Okay, then we said, lo heser samura. The Mishnah said that if you lo heser samura, but then we said, hivdil b'chatos v'lo hivdil ba'ola pasul. And that's the critical part, that even though we're not quoting that part of the Mishnah, that's what we're going to be focusing on. That if you are mavdil the guf from the head by a korban chatos, or you are not mavdil the guf from the head by a korban ola, then it's going to be pasul. Since by an ola sof, you need to sever the head, chatos sof, you don't sever the head. If you reverse that, by a chatos sof, you do sever the head, by the ola sof, you don't, then it's going to be pasul. That's what the Mishnah said. However, not everyone agrees. Masnisin, delo, krabi lazim, Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is against the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Titania, Amr, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shemati, Shemavdilin, Bechatosof. He says, I have a tradition that by a Chatosof you are also Mavdil, that we also separate the head from the body. Tosos raises the question that in Chulin we quote from Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that a Chatosof, you do the hazaa when the rosh is still attached to the body. Now that's a little bit difficult, because over here he's saying that by a chatasa'of you're also mavdil the rosh from the body. So that's a kasha that the Rishonim deal with, that it seems to be Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon associates himself from here in Maseches Zvachim to Maseches Chulin. But bottom line is, as far as Maseches Zvachim is concerned, we had a Mishnah that said that by a chatasa'of you don't sever the head from the body, and here Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and you do sever the head from the body. My benayhu. So the words my benayhu are being used differently over here than typically. Normally, when we say my benayhu, we're asking lemay nafkamina, right? Over here, it's obvious what the nafkamina is. Do you sever the head from the body, right? Of the chatas of that Rav Lozer Mishma says yes, and the Mishma says no. So my benayhu means what's behind the machlokas? What's the driving force of this machlokas? So we're going to have four opinions of my benayhu, of what's really behind this machlokas. The first three are all following the same basic pattern, which is that there is a din that the chatasov and olasov need to be different from one another. So if you're going to say that you sever the head of the chatasov, there better be another difference between chatasov and olasov. Otherwise, you're going to be doing the same exact thing with the chatasov that you do with the olasov, and that's aser. It's got to be that there's a difference between the chatasov and olasov. So the might be now is going to be about other things. Are there other differences between the chatasof and the olasof? If there are other differences, then you could say, like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that by the chatasof you could sever the head because there's something else that separates them from one another. But if there are no other differences, then you have to say that by a chatasof you don't sever the head, and by an olasof you do, in order to demonstrate that there are other differences. Tosas raises the question that lekuli alma there's a difference anyway. B'makom asiyasan, that the ola is done in the top half of the zbeach, and the chatasof is done on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So apparently that doesn't count, meaning the place where the location is not enough of a difference. We need a difference in like what you do with the animal, in terms of like what actually happens to the physical bird itself. So first opinion as to my benayu, as to what they're arguing about. So Amar Rav Chisda, mitzui chatas of ma'akev yikub benayu. They're arguing whether the mitzui of the chatas of is ma'akev or not. Meaning, is the chatas puzzle if you don't do, the chatas of puzzle if you don't do the mitzui. That's the whole issue. The Tanakama savar mitzui chatas of ma'akev. The Tanakama, meaning the Tan of our Mishnah that says that you cannot sever the head of the chatas of, holds that the mitzui chatas of is ma'akev. That if you don't do it, if you don't do the mitzui, it's going to be puzzle. V'kim the mitzui dam ka'avid ma'isaola. Since you're doing the mitzui of the dam chatas, so you're doing, if you were to be mavdil the head as well, then you're mamish doing all the avodas of the ola b'chatas of, with a chatas. And that's a real problem. You're not allowed to do all the things of an ola with a chatas. Because what are the avodas of the ola? Malika and mitzui. So if you have to do mitzui by the chatas of as well, so and the malika is done the same way, so then it's going to be doing the same thing. So it must be that the malika is done differently with the chatas than it is with the ola, that with the ola, the malika severs the head with the chatas, and the malika does not sever the head. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, savar mitzui chatas of lo makev. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't need to do mitzui with the chatas of, and therefore already the chatas of is not the same as the ola of. Because by the ola sa'of you need to do mitzui mechatech pasu bialmahu, and therefore when you're mavdil and you're molik more than you need to, all you're doing is you're stam cutting extra meat, and therefore the chatas is going to be kosher. Now it happens to be that you're also mazeh the dam of the chatas. There's no hazaa by an ola, so l'chora one could have said anyway there's a difference between them because there's hazaa of the dam chatas in addition to the mitzui, but not by an ola. So you have to say that that's not called enough of a difference, because if you were to be mazah by an ola, it would not passel the korban. So even though you don't have to be mazah by the ola, so that apparently is not enough of a difference. Okay, second opinion, what the difference is between them. Rava Amar, shehiya b'simen sheni ba'ola sa'of ma'akev, what they argue about is if you wait, you pause for some time before you sever the second simen after the malika of the first simen by an ola sa'of. Does that passel the ola like it would when it comes to a shechita of a behema? That's the machlokas between the Tan of our Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon as to whether you need to sever the head of the chata sa'of. And it's totally zebezeb, because when you do malika of a chata sa'of, you cannot do the malika of the second simen without first waiting a little bit, because you also need to cut away the basar. That's part of the malika, is for sure to cut away the basar that surrounds the simanim. So you definitely, before you were to cut the second simen, you would need to pause a little bit by the chatas of. So Tanakam Savar Shia v'simen sheni b'ola sa'of lo ma'akev, that shihia doesn't bother us by the ola sa'of. V'yafagav de shihia ka'avid ma'isa ola b'chatas. Even though by chatas sa'of you're by definition waiting a little bit between cutting one simen and another simen. Yeah, but you could do that by an ola sa'of also. And therefore there's nothing differentiating the chatas from the ola. And that's why the Tan of our Mishnah says you got to differentiate some other way, and therefore it must be that by the ola sof you sever the head, by the chata sof you don't sever the head. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Savar Ma'akev, that you're not allowed to do shihia by the ola sof. V'kivin to shihia mechatech pasu bialmahu, and therefore when you do a shihia by the chata sof, you are already distinguishing the chata sof from the ola sof. That by the ola sof you need to cut the two simanim without any pause in between them, and by the chata sof, by definition, if you're going to cut the second simen, there's going to be a pause in between them, because you have to cut. You have to be mechatech basar. You have to be mechatech the basar around the simanim in between, and therefore you don't need to differentiate between them as far as severing the head, because you already differentiated between them. And then a third explanation of the machlokas. Abayu Amar rov basar ma'akev yikibnayim. The machlokas about whether cutting rov of the basar that goes around the simanim is that ma'akev, that the chatas is not going to be kosher unless you cut that. That's the machlokas between the Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and as to whether you sever the head. That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that since it's you pause between the simanim by cutting rov basar, you're not really doing a ma'isa ola b'chatos, because that pause would passel in the olas ha'of, and that's because he holds you must cut the rov basar. Whereas the Tanakhama says, yeah, you may cut the rov basar, but that's not ma'akev, and therefore, even by a chatos ha'of, if you cut two simanim, maybe you don't have a shihia between one simon and the other simon, and therefore, maybe what you do with the chatos ha'of is exactly the same as what you do with the olas ha'of, and that's why we need to distinguish, and we need to say that by the olas ha'of, you cut the head off entirely, whereas by the chatos ha'of, you don't. Ubeplukted Rabbi Zev, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and this machlokas is the same as the machlokas Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Chadam Rishia b'simin sheni ba'olas ha'of ma'akev ikubinayu, v'chadam rov basar ma'akev ikubinayu. That one of them holds that whether shihia in between cutting one simin and the other simin by the olas ha'of is ma'akev is the machlokas, and the other is whether rov basar is ma'akev is the machlokas. So mechlal to be in on rov basar b'tchila, but it seems like l'chadchila everyone holds you got to cut rov basar in, and that's true. Tanya, because we have a brisa that says that Ketzad Molkin Chatos Ha'of Chotech Shidro Mafrekes Below Rov Basar Atcha Megila Veshto Lekana, that when you're doing the Chatos Ha'of, you cut the spine and the neck until you get to the Veshto Lekana. Megila Veshto Lekana Chotech Simen Echad Arubo V'Rov Basar Imo. You cut the first simen and Rov Basar Uba Ola Shnayim or Rov Shnayim, and by the Ola you don't cut Rov Basar with it. You just cut both simanim at that time. So those are the first three understandings of the machlokas between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, tomorrow we'll begin with the fourth understanding of that machlokas. Okay, everyone have a great day.